With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. America commemorates the 23rd anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks.
At the New York Memorial to the September 11th victims, all the names of the almost 3,000 killed that day in 2001 were read by family members, like 13-year-old twins Brady and Emily Henry, who never got to meet their uncle, firefighter Joseph Patrick Henry.
And we'll never let anyone forget all those lost on September 11th.
Some family members reading names like Allison DiMarzio, who lost her mother Barbara Walsh, used it as an opportunity to speak directly to the politicians there.
Which one of you will have the courage to be our hero?
She was addressing the presidential candidates, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, who were there along with President Biden. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, Hurricane Francine makes landfall in Louisiana as a Category 2 storm, bringing powerful winds, deadly storm surge, and potential flooding on the northern U.S. Gulf Coast. Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says Hurricane Francine's forecast to bring inland flooding as well as storm surge.
All of southeastern Louisiana and southern Mississippi is a level 3 out of 4 risk for flash flooding. We could see considerable flash and urban flooding in these areas, and especially in areas where you're getting the storm surge as well. The combination of the heavy rainfall flooding in addition to the storm surge could create even higher water levels.
The north shore of Lake Pontchartrain is getting pummeled right now. Also a threat of possible flooding later in the week into the lower Mississippi Valley and lower Tennessee Valley as the remnants of Francine sweep inland. Devastating wildfires are sweeping across Southern California hillsides. Tens of thousands of homes and other structures were threatened on Wednesday. The reward for information leading to the arrest of suspected Kentucky freeway shooter Joseph Couch is now at $35,000. He's suspected of injuring 5 in a shooting on I-75 on Saturday. This is SRN News. A new look at religion and age in this country.
According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, white Catholics occupy the oldest median age of any faith group in the U.S. at 58 years old. White mainline Protestants and Jewish people come in second at 56. The median age of white evangelical Protestants is 54. At the other end of the spectrum, Muslims are the youngest religious group in the country with a median age of just 34. Amongst the unaffiliated, it's 41. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
City councilor in Zurich, Switzerland, apologizes after she shot up a picture of Mary and Jesus and then posted images of their bullet-ridden faces on social media. Green Liberal Party official Sanija Ahmedi put the images on Instagram over the weekend before she pulled them down. Critics and the Swiss Catholic Church condemned her actions. Zurich chapter of the party's launched expulsion proceedings. This is SRN News. Some good news for Senate Republicans this week. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The National Republican Senatorial Committee said at its meeting this week that in liberal-leaning Maryland, popular former Republican Governor Larry Hogan is now in a dead heat with Democrat Angela Alsobrooks. In Montana, Trump-endorsed businessman Tim Sheehy is leading incumbent Democrat John Tester by 4 points, and West Virginia Governor Jim Justice leads his Democratic opponent by more than 30. Republicans remain optimistic they can reverse the Democrats' current 51-seat majority in November. Bob Agnew reporting.
A collection of rare items from Paul Allen, the late co-founder of Microsoft, raises over $10 million at auction. Among the items was a signed letter from Albert Einstein to President Franklin D. Roosevelt about the science leading to the atomic bomb, an Apple I computer that sat in Steve Jobs' office, and a four-rotor Enigma machine from 1941. More details at srnnews.com.